Once upon a time,
there was
a little piglet named Snortimer. Snortimer.
Daddy, look, I almost lost Mama's ring. It fell.
Here.
Side.
Why? No, I need to take my phone. I'm putting it over.
I know, but then when you leave, can you put it in the little ring box?
That's a good spot.
No, it's gonna fall off and knock my hand off.
There you go. Snortimer was a preemie. He was born prematurely.
Where's that?
Too early.
Why does it mean why is it? Premature.
Premature because it was before he was mature. Premature. Make sense?
Yeah, but mature?
Yeah, maturity is all relative. Like a baby gets mature enough that it can be born. You know, certainly no baby is actually mature enough to be an adult, but he's mature enough to be born. You dig?
Yeah, but premature,
so this week. Anyways, Snortimer was premature. And so that meant the farmer and his wife, 2 months.
Oh, I think I thought he said 2 weeks, but 2 months.
So the farmer.
It would be weeks.
No, you could be 2 months premature. I mean, I'm not sure how long the gestation period of pigs is.
You definitely could be years.
No, because you're only
pregnant for 9 months.
Exactly.
I mean, could you be 9 months early?
No, they would not be able to
3 months?
Save that baby. 3 months.
Probably right on the line.
It is probably right on the line. Can't remember. Liam, I think, was maybe 2 months.
I thought he was only 2 weeks. I think he's weeks. I don't think he's months.
No, not 2 weeks. Months. You were 2 weeks. Julie was 2 weeks.
I was 2 weeks premature.
Yeah.
Haha, I'm mature before I'm supposed to.
Uh-huh. Anyways. Snortimer was premature. And the farmer and his wife needed to take care of Snortimer because he was so weak tired. They had to feed him with a bottle and they had to cuddle him and put a blanket on him and all that sort of thing. They had to take good care of the little fellow. It worked out fine and they got him sorted and he got strong and they put him in with his brothers and sisters and his mama took care of him and he...
You tell him, mama.
Yeah. And his mama fed him and everything was fine. So he was, you know, then he was kind of looked upon as a normal pig and he was all set and everybody was good. Problem was, Snortimer, from his days...
Aren't pigs all supposed to be born at the same time?
Yeah.
And, like, same age.
I see what you're saying. Yes, they had a litter. I guess he just fell out early.
You can only have 6 kids at once. That's, that's not the limit. That's not what I'm trying to say. But that's as many as people can have at once.
Somebody has had... 8?
No. Ripley's Believe It or Not says the most. It was last year, 2015. It's in Ripley's Believe It or Not.
But what about Octomom? She had 8.
Who? Kate?
No. Yeah.
She didn't have them all at the same time. She had 6 at the same time.
That was Kate. But there was another lady called Octomom and she had 8 at the same time.
That's not possible.
Tell that to Octomom.
Well, that's probably a show. Is that a show?
It was a show, I think.
It was probably fake.
It was not fake.
Yeah.
It was for true.
Well, Daddy, why would Ripley, believe it or not, lie?
Oh.
Most person with most babies at the same time. Six.
I don't know. Nothing.
And it was 2015.
I don't know what
they
to tell you.
They barely even made one of those.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's actually in the book of my notes.
Anyways. So, Snortimer.
Sorry.
Thought he was a human. I thought he was a human baby. From the time he spent with the farmer and his wife, they treated him so nice that he started walking on his hind legs and started talking and googly-gaga at first, but eventually he started talking full sentences and he didn't hang out with the other pigs. He hung out with the farmers.
And the farmer's wife's kids.
The farm kids. And they thought it was hilarious. They're like, Snortimer can talk. This is awesome. Anyways. So they took him to the state fair and showed him off. But what they didn't realize was that would blow everybody's mind. Scientists flew in from around the world to see this talking, walking pig. It was crazy. There was a frenzy around the little guy. And they took him away, and they sent him to a university, and where he would learn. And he became a very smart pig.
I was going to say you need to unbutton your shirt.
He became a scientist. Why for? How come?
Because it gets really tight on you and, like it doesn't get tight, but I mean,
like... Won't be fat?
No, it's not. I'm not trying to say that. It's tighter.
Yeah, well, I'm lying now.
Yeah, and it stretches right here, and it hurts my ear.
Okay, no sweat. It's
unbutton. It's because it was like this.
So, Snortimer became a scientist and did some research on exactly how intelligent pigs are, and he had a pig wife, and they had a pig child, and he taught that pig child, and...
Does the wife know?
The wife is just kind of a normal pig.
No, Snortimer, she's not. No,
Snortimer does speak pig as well, so...
No, she's not a normal pig. I don't want her to be a normal
pig. Latin.
Pig Latin. Actually, that's the actual thing.
Yeah.
Pig Latin. Pig. Like, at the end they say... Like, I know how to say I love pancakes in pig Latin. I don't remember, but I do know. And it wasn't just because it was on a show. God came to school.
But love would be of lay and cakes pay.
On cakes pay.
Yeah. Of lay on cakes pay. But you would have to say I because you can't really jumble those letters. Anyways. So he and his wife. Had a kid, and he taught the kid how to walk and talk. And then that kid...
love is what again?
And what happened now?
What is love again?
Of lay.
Of lay.
That's right. Anyways, so basically, Snortimer, advanced the entire
pig
race.
History.
And they had tons of pigs, and he opened a pig school, taught a whole bunch of pigs, and then those pigs had other pigs, and then they were talking pigs, and they just had talking, walking pigs.
Okay.
They became members of society, and they had rights, and they could vote, and they...
Yes, Daddy, we get it. They're stronger
pig
than women.
And
that's not fair.
What happened?
How are they stronger? They must be stronger than women.
Because
there
strong?
Was a time where women couldn't vote.
Yes, but
pigs can vote.
But people learned their lesson from that. That they
but they can't
hold
let
people back anymore, even if they're pissed.
Actually, they actually can't. They can't let animals vote.
See, that's the kind of bigotry that we don't need in this world.
But they actually, that's a law. You can't let animals vote.
I know. We're going to start changing these things.
You can't change the law.
Yeah. How do you think we got the vote for women?
Some women just voted and women are dressing up like men to get to be able to vote.
The end.
No. That's not the end. The end is where Pigbert, whatever his name is.
Snorter.
Okay, Snorter, Pigbert.
Pigbert was his son.
And then his daughter's Pigget. Pigget.
Okay, but what's the end?
The end is where they go to school. They have no right to vote, but they force against them.
Well, they fight it. That's chapter 2. The end.